The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Beis, tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Lo'olam yikanes odom b'chitoy v'yetze b'chitoy. Which means that a person should travel only during the day. If a person is going out of town, he should make sure to leave his home during the day. And when returning to the city, he should return during the day. A person shouldn't be traveling, at least if he's traveling alone, if he's doing so during the night. As they state in Gemara. Now, Taisvis in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph asks Akasha from other Gemaras that seem to imply that this din of not traveling during the night applies only to Atam Chacham. The Gemara says in a few places, for instance, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Daor Amabeis, Shloisha Tzrichim Shimur. Three people need Shimur, they need a special protection, Melech, V'Tamad Chacham, the chosen. A melech, a tamad chacham, and a chosen. Why? So, as Taisvis explains, because the mazikim are jealous of these people, and therefore, these people have what to worry about if they travel alone during the night. And therefore, asks Taisvis, there seems to be a stira in Shas. In some places we find a general idea of not traveling during the night, and this seems to be based on sakana, it's dangerous, listim, and mechshelis. And then we have other gemaras that seem to imply that the entire din, that a person shouldn't be traveling during the night if he's going alone, applies specifically to a tamad chacham, and the reason is because of mazikin. Mazikin are miskane, they're jealous of the tamad chacham, and therefore it's dangerous for a tamad chacham to travel during the night. Zok Taisvis b'shem Rabbeinu Tam Yisoid. Zok Taisvis, it depends. There are two types of concerns that apply when a person travels during the night. One concern applies dafka to a Talmud Chacham, and the other applies to any person, even someone who is not a Talmud Chacham. Says Taisvis, when it comes to the Mazikin, they only harm Talmidei Chacham. They're only miskane, they're only jealous, and they only fear Talmid Chacham, and therefore they only are a concern for a Talmud Chacham, and therefore a Talmud Chacham shouldn't travel during the night, even if he's not going far, even if he's not going rochuk min ha-yishuv, he's not going far from the yishuv, he's not going away from the main city. Nonetheless, he should not be traveling during the night because of the mazikin, which are permeating the streets during the night. They are running around during the night, and it's something that is considered dangerous for a Talmud Chacham. Zok Taisvis, a regular person shouldn't go rochuk min ha-yishuv. And that has nothing to do with mazikin, that has to do with listim and mechshelis and different sakonis that apply to a person traveling far from the yishuv during the night. So that's Taisvis's chilek. That when it comes to going rochuk min ha-yishuv, that's dafka for, that's even to regarding an ordinary individual. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't travel during the night, even if he's not going rochuk min ha'ir. Now the truth is that the Ramah in Yerodeah is not really so mashma like this chilek. The Ramah in Yerodeah Simen Kuf Tes Zayin writes, Ulechein osru leilich b'chol mokum sakono. A person is not allowed to go in any place that would be considered a sakono. And what is an example of such a place? K'moy tachas kir notoy. If you have a wall that is very shaky and dilapidated, so it's a danger because it might fall on you. O yechidi balaylo. You shouldn't be traveling alone during the night. Now, the Ramah doesn't mention that this pertains specifically to a Talmud Chacham. And the Ramah doesn't say that it's specifically referring to a person who's going rochuk min ha'ir, who's going very far from the yishuv. And therefore, the Ramah is not so mashma like the chiluk of Taisvis. Taisvis says that for stam a person, it's only aser if it's rochuk min ha'ir, and for a Talmud Chacham, it applies even if it's in the yishuv in the ear. If it's you're traveling alone at night, there's a chashash of mazike. Now, Agav the Mishneh Berurah in the end of Simin Reish Lamed Tes and Arachayim writes, and he brings a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph from the Beis, where the Gemara says, Hayoshein bebayis yechidi balayla echzosei lelis. that it's dangerous because of a certain mazik that comes to harm you if a person sleeps alone during the night. And according to this Gemara, it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah that a person, when he sleeps alone, even if there are other people in the house, but if he's alone in the room, he should make sure not to lock the door. The door should be open because you don't want to violate this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Hayoshin bebayis yichidi belailach sosililis. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says a person should make sure not to lock his door if he's sleeping alone during the night. Now, the Buchacher says that if the room is light, perhaps this doesn't apply. And perhaps the whole concern of this mazik coming to harm you only applies if the room is very dark. But Lamaisa, this is what the Mishneh Berurah brings down over there in Ar Chaim Simen Reish Lamites. Now, there's a different mahalach, and that is the mahalach of the Chidah. The Chidah is coming to answer a kasha of the Turei Yevin. The Turei Yevin is on Maseches Chagigah Dav Gimel Amud Beis. And the Turei Yevin asks the following question. The Gemara over there says in Maseches Chagigah, Eize shoyte hayoytze yichidi balayla. What is an example of an activity that renders a person a shoyte? What type of act deems the person to be a shoyte, someone who is not of a full mind, not of a person who could comprehend things, and someone who doesn't have the status of a ben das, and would not be able to create a kinyan or to do any chalois in halach? Hayoytze yichidi belailo, someone who goes out alone during the night. Now the Turei Yevin asks that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis writes Tanya lo yeitze yichidi belailo lo belele dalid v'lo belele shabosis. The Gemara says that a person is not supposed to go out during the night to travel belele dalid on Tuesday night and belele shabosis on Friday night. It's mashma, says the Turei Yevin. During the rest of the week, you're allowed to travel during the night, and you don't have to worry about anything. So over here, we're saying in the Gemara Chagigah that if you're yoytze yechidi b'layla, that's the sign of a shaita. And this applies this sign of being a shaita applies every single night that you go out alone. And the Gemara Pesachim Kufi Beis mashma dafka b'layli dalin and b'layli shabbosis, is there a concern with a person going out alone at night? It's mashma during the rest of the week. It's perfectly okay for a person to go out during the night. That's the kash of the Turei Yevin. Says the Chidah, in the Gemara, in Chagigah, the Gemara is talking about a person who goes out on a regular basis during the night alone. If he's yoytze yechidi belayla on a constant basis, if it's darkei bekach, says the Chidah, that is considered a sign of a shaita. When the Gemara in Pesachim says lo yeitze yechidi belayla dafka belayli revios and belayli shabbosis during Tuesday night or Friday night, that's talking about a person who pumped has a need to go out and travel during the night. But a person who goes on a constant basis, that's the sign of a shaita. That's something a person who is a regular person would never do. That is the teretz of the Chidah. Now, it says the Chidah, hu hadin, that could be also be pshat in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. Because the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel says that it's a gnai for a Talmud Chocham if he's yoytze yechidi balayla. It's not a proper and it's not a recommended mode of conduct for a dafka, a Talmud Chocham, to go out during the night alone. And it's specifically applying to a Talmud Chocham. It doesn't apply to a regular individual. It's mashma, a regular individual. There's nothing wrong with him going out during the night. He's allowed to go out during the night. Ay l'chayro, our Gemara says that it's also even for a regular person to go out during the night. Zoch de Chidah, the same teretz. That when the Gemara says that a regular person shouldn't go out during the night, that's referring to if it's a case where it's dark, he goes on a constant basis. But if it's punkt, a regular person is allowed to go out during the night, as long as it's not Leil Revi'os or Leil Shabbos, if it's not Tuesday night or Friday night, where Mazikin are much more prevalent. But on a regular night, a regular person is allowed to go if he punct has a need to go out and travel during the night. And of them, Zok the Gemara, in Brachis, a Talmud Chochem, it's a gnai for him to go out, even if he punct has a need to go out. Even if it's not a regular thing, even if it's a one-time occasion, even if he happens to want to go out because he needs to take care of something tonight, that is something that a Talmud Chochem should avoid, because it's a gnai for a Talmud Chochem because of the mazikin that are miskani in a Talmud Chochem. So that's the Mahalach of the Chida. So we mentioned the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the chiluk between a Talmud Chacham and a regular person is that by a Talmud Chacham, it's also, even if it's not Rochuk Minair, if he's not going far from the city, and a regular person is allowed to go as long as he doesn't go Rochuk Minair, that was the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Chida says the difference is that by a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't go out even if it's Punkt Tzayach that comes up, and it's not on a regular basis. Masha'enkin, a regular person, he's allowed to go during the night if punkt something comes up and it's a dover that's considered a mikra. It's circumstantial. It's not something that is a constant thing. Masha'enkin, a Talmud Chacham, even if it's an occasional thing, he shouldn't go out during the night alone because of the chashash mazikin. And we'll just conclude with a funny mice they say over. And they say that Reb Chaim was once approached by someone who wrote a sefer, and the person who was writing the sefer asked Reb Chaim for a haskama. So Reb Chaim looked at the sefer, and Reb Chaim told this fellow, make sure when you go out during the night to hold this sefer with you. Whenever you go out during the night alone, and there's no one else accompanying you, make sure that you hold this sefer. So the mechaber started to gloat, and he said, wow, this sefer is so Kodesh, it's so holy, that this will negate the entire concern of being Yoytze Yechidi Balayla, and will fend off all of the mazikim. Is that a chosh of a sefer taka that I wrote? And Reb Chaim said, Fakert. The gnai, the real concern of mazikim, applies specifically to a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham was Yoytze Yechidi Balayla, has the kinna of the mazikim, and that's the person that really has to fear the mazikim. Carry the sefer with you, so when the mazikin come, they'll know that you're not a Talmud Chacham, and this will protect you. You won't have anything to worry about. That's what Reb Chaim reportedly told this person who came to him for a haskamah.